Northwest Missouri State basketball taking on Missouri Southern on Thursday evening in Joplin. Head coach of the Lions, Jeff Boshi, kind enough to chat with us here this afternoon. And Coach Boshi, going into this game, it's a big matchup. I know the media, the fans, everybody's been looking forward to this one since probably October or November. From the coaching side, it's kind of a ticket of one game at a time. But now that we've finally reached that point, what's this game like from a coach's perspective as you go into one of the biggest MIAA games of the year?
Well, I think, first of all, just, Northwest being the top team in the league, it's a chance for us to, get back into a tie for first with them. And, I think just obviously the way that they are, the way they've been in the past and their complexity on offense and just the way that they can shoot the basketball, you got to find different ways to guard them. You got to your attention to detail in practice, your attention to detail on the court, and communication on the defensive end has got to be really good. But our guys are excited to play. It is just another game. You try to treat it as just another game, but there's a lot of important things on the line. Just a chance for us to get back at the top of the conference race and see what happens. But I think, like you said, the aura around it with the fans and the media, I think it's kind of a big thing. Picked 1 and 2 in the conference race and get to play them on our home floor, so that's a good thing.
Whenever we look at really both teams' season throughout the MIAA, and we talk about this conference being such a grind, and you really can't look past anybody, but if you can, just talk about your season to this point, 18-4 overall, 11-2 in the MIAA, and I think you look at it, Northwest and Missouri Southern, definitely the most talented teams out there, and the most skilled basketball teams, but this team like Central Missouri, who's really struggling, has found a way to knock off both. I mean, you look at this conference, it's just kind of ridiculous, top to bottom.
Well, it is, we constantly remind our guys, you got to keep a chip on your shoulder. You got to play hungry every game, and that's a tough thing to do. And that's something that I marvel at what you guys have been able to do up there at Northwest. Just constantly keeping that hunger and getting our guys to play hard every game. But you look at some of the games that we've been in and Northwest have been in, and you kind of scratch your head a little bit, and us at Central Missouri with the game at Emporia and some of the games that have been really close, I don't want to say necessarily shouldn't have, but that's this conference. There's talented players, there's talented coaches, and they're going to find ways to get their guys ready to play and give us the best shot. But it's an every night thing. You got to find a way. You got to keep your kids motivated. Like you said, it's the grind of middle January and February to that tournament time is we tell our guys you can't get bored with the little things. You can't get bored with practice, doing the same things over and over again. And the teams that don't get bored, those are the teams that get better. And, we haven't been playing great. We've been playing great in spurts. We haven't been playing – I can't remember. I think maybe the UCO Newman weekend is probably the last time we've put a full 40 minutes together of basketball. So, obviously, to beat Northwest, we're going to have to put together full 40 minutes.
We're talking with Missouri Southern head coach Jeff Boshi. And, Coach, we look back over the past four seasons for Northwest, 6 losses, 3 of them coming to your squads, including 2 there in 2018. What's been the secret? What's the key for your club to be able to come out and beat Northwest when a lot of other teams have struggled?
I don't know if there's a secret, but, I think just we always tell our guys some teams are beat before they even start. Start the game. You got to have the right mindset. You got to believe. You got to have positive thoughts going through your head, and understand there's going to be runs. You got to be able to withstand those runs. And the tough thing now with them is majority of the time they got 5 guys out on the floor that can shoot the ball just like last year. And in years past, there's been some guys that we could kind of help on dribble penetration with. They're so good at just creating their own shot. Hudgens and Diego, as far as being able to get to the basket and one-on-one defense is going to be very important. But I don't think there's any key to success. I think it's all a mental aspect of being able to stand up to them and being able to believe in yourself and your abilities on the offensive end. But then you got to get stopped somehow on the defensive end and be really good at just guarding the basketball and communication on the defensive end.
Cam Martin having a special season at Missouri Southern. It feels like he and Ryan Hawkins keep trading blows for a player of the year in this conference so far. But you get past those two, there's a lot of the spotlights on them coming up for this Thursday night's basketball game. What's a matchup that you see outside of that that could be key to deciding this game?
I think for us, I think, I don't know if it's a direct matchup, but for us, Kinzer Lambert's gotta play well. Kinzer and Hudgens, I think, are two guys obviously that make the team go. Kinzer's been playing extremely well for us the last few games, and he's got the ability to get to the basket and then obviously shoot the ball from the outside. We're gonna have to make sure we do a great job of as much as we can containing Hudgens' dribble penetration, and then he's shooting, dang near, he shoots 70% from the 3-point line last weekend. finding a way to contest each shot, making it tough for him to shoot the basketball. So I think those two guys, other than Cam and Ryan, are probably the two important factors.
Well, Coach, we had some great matchups when it was Steve Tatmeyer against Robert Korn. Now it's Ben McCollum and Jeff Boshi going at it, so we're looking forward to another fun one on Thursday evening. We appreciate the time. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you guys.